Miguel Yobet's settings of Catalan folk songs played by Dai Kun Zheng. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Composer Jose Luis Merlin's chamber piece titled Progressions for Pauline was based on Argentine folk traditions, and he spoke about the music.
The people think that the only music from Argentina is the tango. It's not correct. The tango is one of the 100 different rhythms from Argentina.
Thank you.
Jose Luis Merlin and his ensemble Cuarteto Hispanoamerica, performing his piece titled Progressions for Pauline. Next on this look at music based on folk traditions, we'll hear Carlo Domeniconi's piece titled Variations on an Anatolian Folk Song. Dale Cavanaugh recorded the piece, and she spoke about the music.
When you go to Turkey, everybody knows this beautiful, beautiful folk song. It's a traditionally written theme and variations. But it's a very beautiful and exciting piece.
Carlo Domeniconi's Variations on an Anatolian Folk Song, performed by Dale Cavanaugh. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring music based on or influenced by folk traditions, with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet performing Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. Thank you. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring music from folk traditions, we've just heard the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet performing Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.